Today is Thursday, May 19th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I am hot. Ugh. So I'll get into why I'm hot in just a moment, but let's go backwards. Let's go backwards in time. I don't know if I have a harp sound effect. I'm going to look and see if I have a harp sound effect. I do. But I can't set a separate volume for it, so it didn't really work. It did not really work. But we're going to go back in time and to yesterday. So after we chatted on the little show yesterday, I went downstairs and Mark and I worked out. I worked out for an hour because I've upped my workout to an hour, and oh my God, it is so long. An hour is so long. And I know Kathy Bacon is sitting there listening to this going, "You don't even know, boo." Like, I think she works out 3 or 4 hours a day, so she's probably an hour. Ah, such an amateur. But it's less that it's strenuous and more, and maybe I should be working out harder, but it's more that it's just boring. Just so boring. And yesterday, YouTube has YouTube Shorts, which I guess are similar to TikTok. And I'm more of a YouTube person because, you know, I mean, I'm old. And I'm not going to say that YouTube is an old person's platform, but I will say, you know, the youngins use TikTok. And if you're a little bit older, maybe use Insta, because that's what the young kids call it, Insta. And then if you're a little bit older, maybe you're already a YouTube watcher. And so you're just going to be like, you know what, I'm already in YouTube. I'm just going to watch YouTube Shorts. And the thing is, a lot of the YouTube Shorts are actually TikToks that they've just transferred over to YouTube. Sometimes you even see the TikTok logo in the side of them. So it's these, you know, influencers that are making one video and then, you know, transferring it to multiple platforms, which is smart. And so I thought, you know what? Because watching these long form shows, I still end up looking up and down at the clock and going, oh my God, I still have 50 minutes left. Oh my God, I still have 40 minutes left. Oh my God, I still have 30 minutes left. You know, and I thought, well, maybe because these YouTube Shorts or TikToks or whatever are very short, you know, and I'm beginning to think I don't really have a diagnosable ADHD or ADD or whatever. I don't think I'm really clinically one of those things. But I think like a lot of people, you know, with technology and everything, my attention span is a little bit short, you know, and I'll get bored with things and my brain will move on to something else. And I don't ever get bored. That's kind of a misnomer. I don't ever get bored because I'm always busy. I always have 500 things going on. Even if I'm sitting watching TV, I'm writing code or I'm doing something on Pride 48 or I'm doing a 3D model or, you know, I'm researching something or whatever. I'm always too busy and, you know, it wouldn't hurt me to be bored, but staying on one task for too long or one thing for too long will kind of, I'll be ready to move on to something else. That's why I don't finish projects a lot. And so I thought, well, you know, this would be good because they're short. They're about a minute long. If I'm doing an hour, I can get through at least 60 of these and I'll just scroll for an hour. Well, it worked for about 15 or 20 minutes. And I mean, 15 or 20 minutes flew by, like just flew by. But then it got to be the same thing. I was flipping, and it was less interesting. Maybe I need to use TikTok because maybe they'd be more interesting. I don't know. But I was getting to ones I was less interested in and yada yada. So then I would look up and 5 minutes would have passed by. And then I'd look up and another 5 minutes would. So I don't know. Like, I don't really know. I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep doing it because I need to, you know, continue my journey. We'll just say that. We'll just say continue my journey. But I completed an hour, and then we went to Chick-fil-A because Wednesdays is normally my orchestra day, and I normally get a grilled chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. It's on my diet. When I say on my diet, I mean it's an acceptable amount of calories and fat and all that kind of good stuff. No matter what eating program I'm currently doing, a grilled chicken sandwich generally fits. Even Weight Watchers, it fits nicely. So we did that, came home, we ate, and just had a quiet evening. Nothing much to report there. But this morning, we had to go to bed a little bit earlier because than we normally do. We skipped James Corden because this morning, Mark was leaving for Houston. So he has to go to Houston in order to get a visa to go on this European trip that we're going on. He has to have a visa because, I don't know, the Philippines doesn't have agreement with very many countries. And so when you're from the Philippines and you're traveling to Europe or many other places, you need a visa. And to get a visa, he has to go to their embassy, and the closest embassy. Well, OK, he has to go to the Italian embassy because it's kind of complicated. Not really, but probably more so than it should be. So it's called a Shenzhen visa or Shenzhen, and it's for the entire European Union. But you have to apply for the visa at the country that you're going to stay in the longest. You can't just apply in any country. So let's say, you know, we're going to Spain on this cruise. We're also going to France on this cruise. And let's say we had a French embassy, you know, 5 minutes from here, which we don't, but let's just say we did. He couldn't go and apply there because we're staying longer in Italy than we are in France or Spain. And so they would deny him and say, no, you need to go to Italy. You need to go to the Italian embassy. So I had to take him to the airport this morning. He decided to go alone because he flew and he just said, you know what, it's going to be too much for both of us to buy plane tickets, and you can stay home, take care of the dog, and, you know, etc. And so I woke up. Well, first of all, I've been waking up to use the restroom around 3 a.m. every morning for the past week or so. I guess that's another part of getting old, waking up in the middle of the night and needing to go TT. And I woke up 2 times last night. And then the second time I woke up, it was about 3:45, and he was getting up at 4. Well, he got up at 4, which woke me up. And so I ended up waking up about 4. And, I mean, I tossed around for 45 minutes while he was getting ready. And then we left at 5 to take him to the airport. And I dropped him off at the airport and I came home. And I was home by about, I don't know, 5:45, something like that. 5:30, 5:45. And I wasn't sleepy then because I had been driving and I'd been doing all that. So I watched an episode of Star Trek Discovery. And then I got sleepy. So about 6 o'clock, 6:15, I got back in bed, and maybe 6:30, I don't know, and I slept for another maybe hour and a half, and then I worked, and then the reason I'm hot, you know, this is, and, you know, I had to, at lunch, you know, I ate, but Sydney wouldn't eat because Mark's not here, and she's used to eating with both of us, so I put her food down, but she didn't eat. And then, because she gets sad when one of us is gone, and she's a finicky eater anyway, so it's just, it is what it is. If she doesn't eat, you know what, it's her choice. But, so then I worked some more, and then I needed to walk her. And because she had used the bathroom a little bit earlier than normal today, because we got up so early to take Mark to the airport. So I walked her, and it's so hot outside. I don't know exactly what the temperature is, but it is super hot. And that is why I'm hot. Is because it is super hot. And then after I record this, I'm still going to work out even though he's not here. You know, I'm committed. And then I might, it's not on my diet, but today they brought back the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell. And I was so depressed when they got rid of the Mexican pizza. Like, okay, not so depressed, but one of the only things I enjoy at Taco Bell was the Mexican pizza. And so when they got rid of it, I was like, oh, that's a bummer. So I've been really excited since they, and you know, it was a ploy. It was just like when McDonald's gets rid of the McRib and then they bring it back a year later and everyone gets so excited. I think that's what Taco Bell's doing. I may get Taco Bell tonight. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I shouldn't. But you know, it's a special occasion. So I don't know. Anyway. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.